USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Questions about race and the freedom to protest are being raised after a white Tennessee lawmaker kept her job while two of her black Democratic colleagues were expelled. One GOP lawmaker, Representative Lowell Russell, who voted to keep Johnson, said he didn't believe she participated in the gun reform protests the same way Jones and Pearson did. After the disaster in East Palestine, Ohio, the Senate is unveiling a bill to increase railroad safety.
Rail safety has declined in America, and we've got to get it back to snuff. The disaster in Ohio should have been the canary in the coal mine. A loud warning whistle.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer discussed the bipartisan bill and said he expects it to pass. Leading the bill are both senators from Ohio, one Republican, one Democrat. An Ohio grand jury will convene Monday to consider possible charges in the police shooting and death of a black man in Akron. Jalen Walker was shot and killed by police last June after a traffic stop and car chase. The 8 officers involved in the shooting were placed on leave but later reinstated. Former University of Kentucky swimmer Riley Gaines says she was assaulted by trans rights protesters who stormed her speech about protecting women's sports. The athlete was speaking at an event yesterday on the campus of San Francisco State University about transgender athletes competing in women's sports when the incident happened. Gaines tweeted that she was ambushed and physically hit twice by a man. The Kennel Club is reminding dog owners to keep candy away from pets during Easter time. Recent data shows 123% spike in cases of canine chocolate poisoning over the holiday last year. An expert from the Kennel Club adds that dogs' keen sense smell allows them to sniff out treats. This is USA News.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Israel says it hit targets belonging to the Palestinian militant group Hamas in southern Lebanon and Gaza. The airstrikes were retaliation for rockets fired from Lebanon into Israel after Israeli police stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem earlier this week. The Lebanese National News Agency reported damage to homes, cars, and other infrastructure. Country entertainer Travis Tritt is boycotting Budweiser after Anheuser-Busch decided to work with a transgender internet star. Tritt said on Twitter that he's removing the beer maker's products from his tour, Hospitality Rider, and claimed other artists are doing the same but not speaking up for fear of being canceled. Camden County police say their department has become a victim of a cyber attack.
The department says it was hit with a ransomware attack sometime around the middle of March. Some investigative and administrative files had been locked, though the department says it now has access to 80 or 85% of the files they'd been shut out of. They stressed the attack did not impact 911 call response or jeopardize public safety. No word of any ransom demands or payments. I'm Skip Kelly.
The death and later resurrection of Jesus Christ are the most important events in Christianity. Today, Good Friday, the Friday before Easter, commemorates the execution of Jesus by crucifixion. It is a day of mourning in the church, and special Good Friday services focus on Jesus' suffering and death on the cross. Some countries offer special Good Friday processions or reenactments of the crucifixion. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.